And now, the rest of the story. And Americans, today's rest of the story, for the first time, relies on only one source. It is a first-person, first-hand, living source, but it may be that you can further confirm the rest of this story. One afternoon, late autumn 1973, two women went to lunch at an exclusive restaurant. One of the women, Pauline Gore, was a regular customer, ate lunch there almost every day, and always at the same table. Until that day. For some reason, her usual table was not available. Anyway, Pauline and her luncheon guest were sitting there when the guest crossed her legs, brushing the underside of the table, and felt something strange. The guest looked down, and her dress was matted with chewing gum. Pauline accompanied her friend to the ladies' room to help her remove the sticky stuff. Pauline herself, always immaculately groomed and dressed, sympathized. She was also characteristically soft-spoken, but today she was upset, and she told the maitre d' so. The maitre d', Robert Parker. And Robert assured his valued customer that nothing like this had ever happened before, nor ever would again. At closing time, all of the tables of the restaurant would be overturned and scraped clean. Pauline half-smiled, apparently satisfied. Anyway, Robert did as he promised. Later, he and the busboys began clearing the 21 tables for a thorough cleaning. And while the others were still clearing, Maitre d' Robert flipped table number 17. The worst he expected to find was chewing gum. What he discovered was the rest of the story. For there, attached securely to the bottom of the table in the corner where two sides of the frame were joined, was a small brown box about 3 inches long and 1.5 inches wide. A bug, a hidden microphone, and a miniature transmitter, an electronic eavesdropping device. No question about it. He looked around to see if the busboys had seen it. They had not. Quickly, Robert turned the table right side up. He went to another table, looked under it. Another bug. Another table. Another bug. And six tables were bugged before Robert stopped looking. Obviously, all of the tables in the restaurant had been bugged by somebody. And the gadgets were not new. They could have been placed there years before. Hoping to keep his discovery from the busboys, Robert told them to go home. He said the job was bigger than he had anticipated. And all weekend, the maitre d' fretted over what to do next. Tell the wrong person, he could be in trouble. Tell no one, he could be in danger. First thing Monday morning, he told the restaurant manager, Joe Diamond. Joe checked under the tables. He was flabbergasted. Concealed, miniature microphones, everywhere. Joe turned to Robert. He said, "Forget you ever saw those." He said the proper authorities would be informed. So Robert kept his mouth shut until right now. Oh, he looked under the tables 2 weeks later. The electronic devices were gone. 2 years later, 1975, Robert retired. And yet to this day, he wonders who in the world might have bugged such an exclusive restaurant. This, remember, was 1973, the year of Watergate, when a president was pilloried for somebody's abortive effort to plant a single bug in a hotel room. The antiquated design of the miniature transmitters discovered by Robert Parker suggests that somebody, during a predecessor administration, somebody had bugged every table in the dining room of the United States Senate. And now you know the rest of the story.